Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The fig was one of the first fruits cultivated by ancient people. Archaeological evidence has shown the fig has been in cultivation since 4000 BC. The fig is a native of Asia Minor, and when taken to Greece and other Mediterranean countries, became so widely used fresh and dried that it was known as the poor man's food. The fig tree was imported into the United States sometime during the 16th century and grows well in the South Atlantic and Gulf Coast areas, as well as parts of California. Figs are one of the most interesting fruits you can grow right here in your backyard. The fig is actually a fleshy, hollow branch modified to bear numerous small flowers and fruits on the inside. At the tip of the fig is an opening called the ostiole. This small opening located at the end of the fig enables its pollinator, the fig wasp, to enter the fig fruit for pollination. The fig wasp does not exist here in Louisiana, therefore fruit is only produced by varieties that do not require pollination. It has been possible to select figs that have closed or plugged eyes. A closed eye on the fruit is an important characteristic for growing right here in the humid South. Having an open eye in fruits throughout our rainy season and humid weather could cause major insect and disease issues. Figs with open eyes often sour during rainy weather. Some varieties with open eyes, however, are grown in the South and harvested before they are fully mature for use in making preserves. Cold hardiness of trees is also a valuable trait, especially in North Louisiana. LSU has played a critical role in the breeding and development of many cultivars, which you can find at nurseries and garden centers or other plant sales throughout the state. One notable variety is the O'Rourke. This is sometimes called the Improved Celeste. It is a medium size, tan to brown, has a tan pulp, and tapers slightly towards the stem with a long neck. The eye is partially closed. The fruit ripens 5 to 7 days before the Celeste and continues over a 15-day period. Another great variety is the Champagne. It is sometimes known as the Golden Celeste. This is a medium-sized fruit that has a yellow skin, a tan to caramel-colored pulp, and a partially closed eye as well. The fruit ripens about the same time as the Celeste. Lastly is the Tiger, also another great LSU variety. It is sometimes called the Giant Celeste. It has a large brown fruit, yellow to gold pulp, and partially closed eye. The fruit also ripens 5 to 7 days after the Celeste and continues over another 15-day period. After selecting a fig to put in the yard, be sure to plant this tree 1 to 2 inches above the soil line and gently slope down from the tree's soil line to the native soil line. This will help to disperse a large amount of water away from the tree, keeping the roots slightly drier. Remember, these trees were cultivated in the Mediterranean, which is a fairly dry and arid region. A general fertilizer recommendation is 1 pound of AAA per year of age of the tree up to 10 years old. This maximum of 10 pounds should be continued for any tree that is 10 years or older. Apply fertilizer in late winter or early spring. A good indication of the need of fertilizer is the amount of shoot growth obtained. A satisfactory amount of shoot growth is 1 to 1.5 feet per year. One common cause of fruit not maturing on a fig tree is over-fertilizing with the use of a nitrogen-based fertilizer. Be sure to mulch your trees with 4 to 6 inches of mulch and water regularly. This will help to produce adequate growth of the tree without sacrificing the yield and quality. And do not fertilize the trees in late summer, since succulent growth is more susceptible to cold injury. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.